My son had about 14 children. He said he really had
a whole bunch of children.
Did you ever play a castle?
No.
And what other kinds of greens do people have besides turnips?
Spinach, some. Mm-hmm. Greens and cabbage, collards, lettuce.
What about poke?
Poke salad, yes. But now you don't grow that in your garden or anything.
I don't know
of any way you could grow poke salad. You just get that on the side of the road or out of the fence corners or, you know, I have some right back here in my backyard and I don't know where it came from. Just came up in my hedge row out there. No, I don't like it.
What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Any other names?
Sweet corn. It's called sweet corn sometimes.
What about roast?
Roasting ears, roasting ears is what they say, roasting ears. Yeah. Now, when I was a kid, we say corn on the cob around here, you know, but when I was a kid, they did. They'd say, you know, I've got to go to the garden and get some roasting ears.
Is that a variety or a stage?
No, I think it's just you pull the corn, you know, when it's just mature. It's still tender before it starts getting hard and drying out and everything, and you could roast it, or you could boil it, or you could cut it off the cob. You know, I think it was just, I don't know why they called it that.
Just young corn?
Uh-huh. Well, it had to be mature, you know, ready to eat.
What do you call the edges, the outside of the ear of corn?
Shuck.
And the stringy stuff?
Goodness, I can't even think, Barbara.
You know what I mean, Dustin?
Yeah, the silk.
Okay.
You silk the corn. You shuck the corn, and then you silk the corn.
What's the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
A tassel.
And a little yellow crookedneck vegetable?
Squash. We grow those, too.
What do you call the white flat kind?
The flat kind?
The white flat.
Yeah, I know the kind you're talking about. I can't remember what we call that. I know we have a gooseneck. Gooseneck squash is that yellow squash. And then we have that white, I don't know.
Uh-huh. What's something you make pie out of Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin. We don't grow pumpkins too much around here.
What kind?
Mostly sweet potato pie at Thanksgiving around here is what we make.
What kinds of melons grow around here?
Well, watermelons and cantaloupes, if you'd call that a melon. I don't know if you'd call a cantaloupe a melon or not.
Did you ever hear any old-fashioned name for cantaloupe or for something similar?
Mushmelon?
What's the difference?
I really don't know.
Did you ever call it mushmelon?
No. My father and mother never called it mushmelon. We just had, really, we had cantaloupes and watermelons. And then we had a little old melon that kind of grew wild, and it would grow outside the field in the, you know, in the weeds and all. And I've forgotten what we call that thing, but it gets ripe way over in the fall, you know, after all the watermelons are gone, you know. And I've forgotten what we call it. It didn't get very big. It tasted real good after frost. But I've forgotten what we call those things. But they were not, they were kind of wild, you know. And
what different kinds of watermelons were there?
Oh, let's see. We had those, you know, those long green ones. Now I've forgotten the name. They were oblong and green. And then we had the oblong ones that were solid gray, and then the oblongs that were gray and green striped. And then the big gray round ones are my favorite. The big round ones that are kind of a gray color.
Is there a special name for them?
I can't remember the names. And then there was a big, you know, solid green one, and like that. I remember the names of the peaches better than I can the watermelons, you know, like Dixie Jim and Alberta and like that.
Did y'all have a big orchard?
Oh, it was about, well, at one time,